Oh, when you said you were leaving tomorrow, that today was our last day. I said there'd be no sorrow, that I'd laugh when you walked away. Oh, but a little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. I said I'd laugh when you left me, well, funny as you walked out the door, that I'd have another one awaiting to wave goodbye as you go. Oh, but a little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. Everything went like I planned it, I really put on quite a show. I thought that I was gonna stand it, but when you got to the door, well then a little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. A little bitty tear let me down. A little bitty tear let me down.
Super duper stuff. The Hillbilly Hellcats with Crazy Little Baby. from their first record, Rev It Up with Taz. And everybody thought he was Reverend Horton Heat because he had Taz as drummer. He wrote great songs like Reverend Horton Heat, and he sounded like Reverend Horton Heat. The funny thing is, I booked him for a festival when we lived in Tacoma, Washington, Hot Rod the Rama. I said, oh, man, because they let me bring in whoever I wanted to book this thing. I says, let me bring in the Hillbilly Hellcats. And he was at that time, he was, I guess, traveling. I think he was visiting his daughter in the Pacific Northwest. So he was in the area, which was great. So this rockabilly legend shows up, and he's got like, you know, I don't know if he had like a, just like, it looked like, all I know is he had Crocs on. He shows up on stage and he's wearing Crocs. And The Little Bitty Tear, which was a nice little hit for Burl Ives that was Wanda Jackson live, and sounds like Buck Owens was behind her. And then, just when you thought it was safe to listen to Zombo, I throw in Little Black Clouds by the Country Teasers, a wonderfully ugly tune from their sonic sensational album, Satan Is Real Again from 96. That album is awesomely good. And, you know, to lull you into another sense of comfortability before that, I played Erasure. My wife's always saying, you never play any Erasure on your show. I says, well, I don't really like Erasure that much, but a little respect is, I'll give them a little respect, and I'll play the song, A Little Respect. A Little Messed Up by the Dolly Rots, tearing that thing up. A Little Bit of Soap by De La Soul from their classic hip-hop debut, 3 Feet High and Rising from 1989. Then we heard where I think the sample came from, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates doing A Little Bit of Soap. Six Little Men, nice little find of mine. Tony Lazar, Crazy Little Child, that was Mr. Alice Cooper from his Muscle of Love record. We heard A Little Bit of Soul by the Music Explosion. And how that got to be a hit, I don't know. Because the lyrically, if you're something in your fish won't bite, really? You could have thought of a better first line. If you're something and your fish don't bite. I mean, how that got to be a hit from that opening lyric would be like, okay, you guys got to change that. Because a lot of things rhyme with all right. And I don't think fish don't bite is going to be a hit. But surprise, Gomer Pyle was. The Music Explosion, A Little Bit of Soul. We heard Little Miss Go-Go. And there's a neat little Scopatone video on the YouTube of Gary Lewis and the Playboys doing that song, Little Miss Go-Go. And they actually had an accordion player. How you like that? Gary Lewis and the Playboys, they had themselves a rockin' accordion player. The guy had some cojones bringing out accordion player, but killing it, killing it. Then we heard just a little bit, Johnny Cash, wonderfully twisted brain of T. Valentine doing Little Lulu Frog. And we started out with Oingo Boingo's perverted classic, I Love Little Girls. And you listen to all little stuff here on Zombo. When you bring it, it's all songs about little. And it is part of the Duality series. The other show in the series is all songs about big. So we got big and little. The next section is going to be black and white. So that'll be a nice, easy show to do. Now, growing up, I remember seeing this. I believe it might have been even on the Ed Sullivan Show or on TV somewhere. Pete Seeger was on TV. No, it was Smothers Brothers. Smothers Brothers played this. And they had Pete Seeger, and they did a song called Little Boxes. It was pretty interesting to see this as like, you know, like a 7 or 8 year old kid seeing this video, because it shows off like little boxes, and everybody's they're born in little boxes, they're put in cribs, and then they go to these things, the universities, and they're put in little boxes, and then they get these houses, and they're little boxes, and then they die, and then they go in little boxes in the ground. And I remember as a kid thinking, that is really profound. And you know, when you know, even as like a 7 or 8 year old, you're going to grow up and you're going to die sooner or later, you really get busy with your life. And that was a real kind of wake-up call for me to kind of like get busy. So I started doing radio and bands and all this stuff at 7 years old. Yeah. All right, but this is Little Boxes. Pete Seeger, Zombo, and your brand of WRCD Pittsburgh. It is all little stuff here. All right, let's do this.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes, little boxes, little boxes all the same. There's a green one
and a pink one, and a blue one, and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all go to the university, and they all get put in boxes, little boxes, all the same. And there's doctors, and there's lawyers, and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martini dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, and they all get put in boxes, and they all come out the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family, and they all get put in boxes, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
Little bird I know that it's true.
Come June, it's bound, bound to come true.
This thing called love, well, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get around to it. I ain't ready. There's a little thing called love. This thing called love. Kinda like it. The crazy little thing called love. that. I gotta be cool, relax, get hit, get on my tracks, take a back seat, hitchhike, dig a long ride on my motorbike until it's ready. There's a little thing called love. Backseat, hitchhike, take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love.
This thing
called love.
Love.
I just can't handle it.
This thing
called love.
Love.
I must get right to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact, without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, let's back up before all of this, the PSAs, and tell you, we heard Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Orion from his record, Some Think He May Be King Elvis. And if you ever see an Orion record, he's always wearing a mask. It was a great gig for him because he sounded like Elvis. And they had him like wear a mask on stage. And ooh, is he Elvis? And then not. And his name was Jeffrey Lee. No. What was his name? His name was Ellis. Jimmy Ellis. Yeah, Jimmy Orion Ellis. And man, he put out a lot of records as sort of like trying to sell the whole Elvis thing. There is a documentary on his life called The Man Who Would Be King. And he, just a really sad and yet fascinating documentary on probably one of the most enigmatic Elvis-flavored entertainers out there. And he was actually murdered. He had a store called Jimmy's Pawn Shop, and he was actually murdered. In there. Watch the. I kind of gave away the whole thing on the documentary. He gets murdered in the end. Oh, well. Okay, what else did we play? But that was his version of Queen's Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And he did a really nice Elvis-y version of it. Very nice. A Little Mixed Up. Some more rockabilly there. Tav Falco's Panther Burns. Yeah. A Little Bird Told Me. One of the first songs to ever chart on the Billboard. I think Billboard started in like 1948 or 46. This was 1949. Evelyn Knight doing "A Little Bird Told Me." So I think one of the first songs to ever chart since they started like the Billboard in the late 40s. Little Jonah, buddies of mine from Minnesota, the Honeybees from their B-side record, doing a tune made famous by Brenda Lee. And we started off with "Little Boxes" by Mr. Pete Seeger. Okay, you're listening to Zombo in Your Brain. It's all little stuff, right? The whole show's little. All stuff about little. And you're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, the Bear CD, Pittsburgh. And I love Little Pussy. Shampoo.
I love Little Pussy. less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite and a little less bark. A little less fight and a little more spark. And close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music and dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. And come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And it'll satisfy me.
Satisfy me,
baby.
Satisfy me.
Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girl, it's getting late. You just sit and wait around. A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me.
Satisfy me.
I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. So they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
Down, girl. is a very funny place. Depends what sort of things you want to do. I try to help you find your way in life, but you say I just won't do. Go and find your own way. I can't help you no more. Think that you can do better on your own. Go and find out the score. The world can be cruel to someone like you. Even big men get hurt. Always little girls cry. Always little girls cry. Always little girls cry. Always little girls cry.
You can't call somebody captain. Under pressure, you can flip. You can be a rock commando. But you can't pilot the ship. Groove a little baby. Groove a little now. Groove a little baby. You might know what you want, but I'll show you how. You can trip the light fantastic. Become a space grotesque. Fossilize your thought dream behind a rusty desk. Groove a little baby. Groove a little now. Groove a little baby. You might know what you want, but I'll show you how. Can read the works of Shakespeare in the Academy of Life. You can punk the skunks of freedom with your jewel to trisk a knife. Groove a little baby. Groove a little now.
Well, I lied, I'm a woman and she is gone. little demon. I love her so. I love my little demon. How much you'll never know. I love my little demon. I'll never let her go. I love my little demon. The demon with the frown. I love my little demon. The talk of the town. I love my little demon. She'll never put me down. She'll love me and won't let me go. She'll love me so. Stay away from my demon please do. She'll never leave me blue. We'll be right back.
combing my hair, wondering what dress to wear. I run for the bus and think of us. I say a little prayer.
Instrumental there. I say a little prayer for you, the Burt Bacharach tune done by Polo del Mar, but it's actually Pollo del Mar from San Francisco, a surf band that has been at it and doing it fantastically for quite a while, and they're still doing it, so it's wonderful. And we heard the Monkees, A Little Bit You, A Little Bit Me. That wasn't a Mike Nesmith tune. That was probably something from the Brill Building with the Wrecking Crew in the background. This is probably before the Monkees were playing their instruments. So I think this is kind of fascinating, the whole thing about the Monkees not playing instruments. So it was a big deal, like, back then. It goes, they have the Wrecking Crew and the Monkees don't play their instruments. They're not a real band. Then the Monkees start doing it. Then the Monkees get old and the Monkees start touring again. And the Monkees aren't playing their instruments again. The last tour was really hard to watch. I know it was bittersweet, a lot more sad than anything else. Mike Nesmith could barely stand up. He was probably in a lot of pain, but the show sounded pretty good. But it was Dolenz and Nesmith, the last two Monkees on the last tour, if you were lucky enough to see that. That was quite a thing to see. Now one Monkey left. Mike Nesmith story is interesting. I got to interview Mike Nesmith when doing Steel City Con, part of like the Q&As. So we did the Q&A, and I have to like juggle a lot when I do these things. So I like run all the video stuff, and then I run the audio stuff. I make sure everything sounds good. And at that time, they had speakers in the ceiling. I fixed all that up now. But anyhow, there's speakers in the ceiling. And you would think a lifetime of, this was about 3 years ago when Mike Nesmith was there, you'd think he'd be able to use a microphone. He had a wireless microphone, and it's like he's putting it too close to his mouth, and he's taking it away, and I'm trying to like ride, I'm trying to, people are saying, I can't hear him, so I like turn up the sound, then he moves it closer, and so it was interesting. He must be used to not a handheld and having a mic stand, so, but this mic's all over the place, and I remember I turn up the volume to get so people could hear him. He tips the mic upwards, gets feedback. So you hear this, ooh. He looks at me with just utter hate and disgust. And I was like crushed. It was like, oh man, that guy just stared daggers at me. And it was like, I'm just trying to help you out, buddy. I didn't give you feedback because I don't know what I'm doing. You don't seem to know how to use a wireless microphone. So that was my little thing with Mike Nesmith. Luckily, I got through the rest of the Q&A fine, but I had to like basically sit down and wiggle the volume knob all around just due to the fact that this microphone was all over the place. I guess we should have had a mic stand, but you know, you just don't know those kind of things. Debbie Gibson was different like that because we had Debbie Gibson there. She really knew what to do with a wireless microphone. Same with Mickey Dolenz. When we had Mickey Dolenz there, I got to interview him twice at Steel City Con. He's a very fascinating dude. He's really fun, real fun-loving guy, the kind of person you would expect out of Mickey Dolenz. And, but yeah, Mike Nesmith, I'm sure he wasn't feeling too good. I think he had like a heart attack like 6 months before that. He's just not in good health. But I don't know, maybe he couldn't even hold the microphone up. I don't know. But Needless to say, that was a very uncomfortable situation with my brush with Mike Nesmith. All right, we heard, back to the show, all right. We heard Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors doing Little Demon, Crazy Little Woman by the 3Ds, Groove a Little, T-Rex, that's right, Mark Bolan and T-Rex, Groove a Little. Then we heard A Little Love, Don and Dewey. I would love to see some footage of Don and Dewey. These two were like screamers, man. I mean, they made a big deal about Sam and Dave. Don and Dewey were maniacs. They did stuff like this. They did Big Boy Pete. They did Justine. They were a couple screamers, man. Don and Dewey doing A Little Love. Then we heard Little Stereo. I remember when this album came into the studio in 2006, a band called the Teddy Bears from Stockholm, and this album Soft Machine, and the Teddy Bears, and they brought in like Iggy Pop to do vocals. They brought in a lot of different people to do vocals, and they wear these big teddy bear head, these big bear heads, and the music is just great, great electronic dance pop music. I don't even pop, it's just good electronic music. That was Little Stereo by Teddy Bears, with Daddy Boston doing the vocals there. We heard Always Little Girls Cry by The Liars, a little bit of 60s garage. Beautiful tune by Everything But The Girl. Those first couple Everything But The Girl albums in the late 1980s.